Bron, the three-point play becomes the critical basket of the game, but doesn't happen without those couple of offensive rebounds. Can you just talk about how clutch that was?
We needed everything. We needed everything tonight. Obviously, those rebounds were key. You know, after I missed a pull-up, I think Swish ran one down, Kev ran one down. Obviously, Double T was on the glass all night. So we needed all the second-chance baskets that we had, all the extra possessions, starting with this guy to my right.
LeBron, Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio in the back. Early on, you dominated. You gave up the lead, and then you were able to come back and win. What was working early? What went wrong, and how did you guys correct it in time?
I think at the end of the day, you want to learn from our mistakes that we made tonight. And the best thing about our team is that we will make adjustments going into game two, and we learn from what we could have did much better. We played a okay game. I don't think we played to our standards, obviously, giving up that lead in the third quarter. But, the first game is always kind of a fill out. And, we look forward to the challenges of Wednesday.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. LeBron, we've talked all year at times about thriving in controversy, and you're one who likes that or who can do that. And Ty mentioned tonight that, down the stretch, you guys were so good late, and it's because you had kind of come together after giving up, an 18-point lead. Do you feel like the trials and tribulations that you guys go through during the year, just because of the controversy that kind of usually follows you, can kind of galvanize a team for moments like tonight?
Well, I think we just we have an even keel mentality, starting with our head coach. He's the same way no matter the point of the game. When we're messing up, he gets on us. But he's always saying, okay, let's just move on to the next possession. Let's figure out a way how we can be better next possession. And no matter the point and the score of the game, he's always the same way. So it's a calm feeling when you come to the sideline, no matter if you've given up a lead or not.
David Greneman, ESPN, for Tristan. Tristan, is there anything in particular about the nature of your game that allows you to be so impactful against this specific Hawks team? So I think even dating back to last year's playoffs, it seems like you've had a pretty good rhythm against them.
every series is different. Against the Hawks, in terms of, Millsap and Horford, we kind of weigh about the same amount. We kind of, the same, active big. So for me, it's just staying relentless on the glass. Maybe the first half, I might only have two offensive rebounds, but I'm just going to keep hitting the glass every possession. And as, the fourth quarter, third quarter hits, that's when, I try to use my technique to be able to create second possessions for my teammates.
And Tristan, you mentioned Horford and Millsap. I think RJ said yesterday that they have two Tristans on their squad, describing those two guys. Knowing that when you go up against guys who maybe play with a similar way, does that bring anything out of you?
Yeah, I just take the challenge. Horford and Millsap are both all-stars. Two terrific players, very good players in our league. So for me as a, young guy, I want to take advantage of this opportunity. I guess it's extra motivation just because you're playing against guys that are all-stars and very talented. So I just try to come with my hard hat and just make it tough for them.
LeBron, down here on the right, Ray Jasky, ESPN 990. Kyle Korver, one attempt shooting the basketball the entire game, a catch-and-shoot guy. Meanwhile, Schroeder goes 27 points, 6 assists in 28 minutes, a guy that can create his own offense. What went well defensively for you? What needs to change, perhaps, on Schroeder and whatever he represents? Because maybe T could get off like that, too, in game two. How do you stop that?
Well, it's a game in between the game that people don't see. We have a scouting report, and we followed that scouting report for 48 minutes. But we're all professionals, and guys make shots, and things happen in the course of the game, which is okay. So, Schroeder hit some big shots tonight. He played exceptionally well. But we followed the game plan that our coaching staff gave us, and it gave us the best possible chance to win with him or with T going in the future and with Kyle Korver. So, throughout the course of the game, our coaching staff will always continue to make adjustments, which we did late in the game, and was able to get some stops and build the lead back up. But we go in with a game plan, and it's up to us to follow the game plan that the coach set out for us.
LeBron, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. The Hawks went up one late in the game. You guys finished on a 17-5 run. What did you like best about the way that you closed it?
We just kept our composure. After Horford hit the running jump hook in the lane to give him a one-point lead, we just kept our composure. Obviously, Swish had a difficult three, but that's his shot. And he nailed it. And from that point on, we just try to continue to get stops. We was able to get another stop after that. And I think I was able to get the and one from the feed from Kyrie and just keep going from there. So, you know, just like I said, our coach and our coaching staff are very even keel. And we just try to stay in the moment, and we was able to do that.
Helen from LDV China. LeBron, Kevin grabbed 8 rebounds in the first half, but did not shoot very well. And in the second half, you tried to get him involved offensively. You found him 2 times in the corner, and he made the 2 threes. So as the facilitator and the leader in your team, can you describe your philosophy of giving your teammates support and trust, especially when they're experiencing some difficulties?
Well, at the end of the day, Kev didn't shoot the ball exceptionally well, but he was getting great looks. And I just did not want Kev to start second-guessing his ability to shoot the ball or to make shots. So for me as a facilitator, one of them on the team, it's my job to get guys involved. And obviously with Kev being a big piece of our puzzle, it's even more my job to get him involved and get him some touches. And, you know, it was great to see the ball go in for him in the second half.
LeBron, 2 things. The Swish 3 that you talked about there, it seemed like when that play was developing, originally you wanted him to do something else, and then he came all the way around to hit that. Can you just take us through that play, because that puts you up for good? And then the guy sitting next to you, is he similar to what Dennis Rodman did for the Bulls all those years?
First of all, the first question, we had a set play, and Swish was out of position to start the play, so I just tried to put him in position where I felt like we can execute it best. And it results in us getting the 3 going up, I think 90 to 88 at that point. And Double T, I think, you know, what Dennis did for the Bulls on the floor. let's make sure we know that part. Double T does for our team, just giving us extra possessions, defending guys that sometimes bigger than him, defending guys that sometimes smaller than him. We know that every night that he's going to give us everything that he got. And a lot of it sometimes doesn't show up in the box score, but you know what he does on the glass is huge for our team.